This goes back to the beginning of the parasha. This is the word, the tofana. The tofana is an extra. Okay, I'll go back now for a moment. Let me, this is an important Rashi. This is in the beginning of the parasha, and it says there was a mabul. Rashi says a mabul. What is the title of the word mabul? What's the title of the word mabul? Let's find. Mabul, vehi mabul, even though Hashem lo menabehim v'ashnayim vehi yitzchazim. Here it is. Zmei hamabul. And there was a mabul. There was a mabul. Where's the Rashi? Doesn't it say there's a mabul? Or mei hamabul. No, I can't find it here. I don't know where it is. Rashi Titus, okay, we'll have to sleep with now, right? The word mabul is an interesting word. Let's go further. There was a mabul for 40 days on the land, usigi'u maya, and the maya increased. Okay, that's vayirbu sagi. Unitoluyos tevosa v'itor ramas me'al ara. The table was taken. It does not translate the word vayisu to mean raised. You see over here in the English, it says Vayisu was raised. The Targum doesn't say that. The Targum says the word means unitolu. Un, it was taken. Okay, it doesn't necessarily mean it was raised. Tevosa v'itor ramas, and it was lifted me'alar. Pasuk yitches. Vayigbudu hamayim bayim ma'ay. The water was mighty. Rashi, what is the meaning of Vayiru? Me alehen. Okay, Vayigbiru hamayim. The water got increased by itself. In the English, it says the water swelled. What does the Targum say? Usekifu maya. We have here a machlekes between Rashi and Unkelus. Okay, the word takif means they were mighty. According to Rashi, it means Vayigiru. It would seem that he learns that they became, I don't know, maybe I'm making a mistake. But the word Vayigiru means Gevura. Rashi says, Mei Alehim by themselves. Targum just says, Usakifu Mayu. Doesn't say, it just says they were mighty. Doesn't add any commentary here. Usigiu means they were great. Al Ara, Umahal Cho, Tevosop, Al Pemaya. And the table went on the Pnei Maya. Okay, possibly yes. The Alam Gavu Ma'id Ma'id. Water is increased Ma'id Ma'id. Where else, Mayor Appledorf? If you had Tamari here, you ask Tamari, where does it say the word Ma'id Ma'id in the Torah besides this pasuk? There are only two places, B'chol HaTorah Kula, where it says exactly this expression, Ma'id Ma'id. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shakum Yadero.
Doesn't it say by
Yom HaShishi
or...
No, there it says Toiv Moed. There it says, V'nei kol asher v'nei Toiv Moed. It says Toiv Moed. V'yichul no, v'yichul ha-shman v'yichul v'yichal g'mi yom ha-shman v'yichul 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 v'yichul. But where does it say the word Ma'id Ma'id? There's only one place in Chumash where it says Ma'id Ma'id. It's in Yoshua and Kalev. They says Toiv Haaretz Ma'id Ma'id. Okay, the land is very good. It's a Eretz Yisrael is an excellent land. Ma'id Ma'id. And here it says Hamayim Garvu Ma'id Ma'id. There's obviously a connection between Eretz Yisrael and the Mabul. What's the connection? It says Mayim. Hoy called Same Luchu Lamayim. Eretz Yisrael Uzehav Ha'aretz Ahi Toivo. Shom Habidoilach Vevenashayam. And Chazal interpreted that pasuk, Zehav Ha'aretz Ahi means Ein Torah, Ketoiras Eretz Yisrael. The gold means the Torah. The Torah, that there's a quality of learning that only can be found in Eretz Yisrael, not close to the Eretz. So it's not a coincidence over here that it says the word Mayim. Mayim is also a code word for Torah. Ma'oid ma'oid al ha'aretz, on Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Vayichusu al ha'arim, we cover the mountains, ha'gvayim ta'asher tachas ha'shamayim. Someone I saw in Chosh V'Sefer yesterday, is that in by Ma'ase, there's a dilemma. When did Hashem create the mountains? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah when they were created. In Bereishis, it just says there was a Shamayim and the Aretz. So there are those who want to suggest, maybe it's a Medrash, I do not know, and that the mountains were created at the time of the Mabul. When Hashem created the earth, it was flat, like a pancake. It was a flat earth. Okay, the earth was flat. There was no hills and valleys. Everything was level. It was a level playing field. Okay, the earth, well, was the earth round? I guess so, but it was flat. There were no hills and valleys. Everything was flat. And due to the trauma of the Mabul, where the earth was being tossed around and violence was taking place in this world during the time of the Mabul, when the Shemaim opened up and the earth opened up, the time Rabbah and Vayigbur Hamayim, this is what caused a reaction in the earth to form mountains and hills and valleys. Because the first time there's a mention that there's something in this world called a mountain is by the Mabul. Okay? Rashi in this pasuk says there is no Rashi. What does the Targum say? Maya takifu lachado lachado. Okay, lachado means in a unique way, singular, al ara. There is chafiu kol turaya, and they were covered. Ramai, all the mighty mountains, ditachos kol shemaya. Okay, next pasuk, pasuk 20. How high? 15 amas on top of the mountain. The top of the tallest mountain was 15 amas on top of the tallest mountain, and the mountains were covered. Rashi, on top of the highest mountain. First, the waters equaled the top of the mountains, and then it went above another 15 amas. Okay, what does the Targum say? Chamesh eshe amin mila'ela, takifu maya, takifu again, govru, ve'is chafiu, it covered, turaya the mountains. Okay, pasuk 21. What happened next? Vayigva kol bosa horemis aloretz, perished, all flesh that creeps upon the earth, ba'oif, birds, uva behemo, uva chaya, uva chol hasheretz, hasheretz aloretz, v'chol ha'adam. Okay, we have a whole description. There is bosa that's from Israel, right? That's number one. Number two, there are birds. Number three, there are behemoths. Number four, there are chayos. Number five, there are sherets, hashoyrets. And then it says, v'chol ha'adam. So we put this question to Mayor Appledorf. What is the chilik between the bosor ha'roimeis ala'aretz to Adam? What go back to the pasuk. It says there are birds, oif, behema and chaya, uvchol asheretz. Okay, so they are shrotzim, and they are chayois, they are behemois, they are oifois. At the end of the pasuk, it says uvchol ha'adam. So if that's the case, what then does it mean in the beginning of the pasuk, kol bosar haroi meis al ha'aretz? So you'll suggest that the second part of the pasuk is an explanation of the first part. There's a klal uprat. The klal is the basar haroi meis al ha'aretz. That's the klal. And now we're going to define what is the basar that is roi meis. Define. It includes birds, animals, chayos, and shrotzim, and man. Is that correct? Do you call a man as roi meis? Al-Aretz, do you say a man, a bird, is roimeis al-Aretz? Will you say that a chaya and behemoth are roimeis? A sheretz is roimeis al-Aretz. I think Rashi, last week's parasha, defined with roimeis to mean things that are very low. They don't come below the ground. If I would not know better, I would suggest that when it says here, called bosor ha-roimeis al-Aretz, it refers to dinosaurs. It refers to something that's not in the category of birds, animals, wild animals, shrotzim, and man. It refers to another type of creature. Now the problem with that answer is because we're in Maaseh Bereishis, do you find there was something called bosar that was roimes al oretz. So you want to say like the, you want to say that like the Tiferes Yisrael maybe says is that when the, it says in the Torah, Bereishis Baruch Kimeis Hashem Ve'Yisrael Oretz, that refers to a pre-existing world in this world. Some want to say is that this planet we live on has already been recycled multiple times. Hashem made a world, and there were many creatures, and Hashem had no satisfaction in those creatures. So Hashem, he started again. But it doesn't necessarily mean that when Hashem started again, he completely eliminated the creatures with Maisa Bereishis that existed from the previous world on this world. I'm saying really weird stuff, right? I'm saying that when it says Bereishis Borlokim Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaAretz, that refers to the original creation. And then there were multiple worlds on this world. That's why we have dinosaur skeletons deep down somewhere inside. And when Hashem came to create this world, there was, from the previous world, there was something called Basar that was Roimeis Al HaAretz. And now when the Mabul came, not only did it wipe out the Oif, the Behemoth, the Chaya, the Sheretz, and the Adam, it also wiped out creatures that pre-existed this world, which are called here in the Pasuk, Basar HaRoimeis Al HaAretz. Mayor, what do you say to that?
What should I say?
It sounds like a conspiracy theory, right? It sounds like a conspiracy theory.
This is the only place there's a hand to the previous animals?
I'll answer your question. What does it say over here? It says over here there's an oif, there's a behemoth, there's a chayil, there's a osheretz, and there's an adam. Question. So what then does it mean?
What does the Targum say? Mamalale? Does he say Mamalale?
Umisko bistro droche shalara. Be'oifa, birds. Uviviro, animals. Uvichaisa. Uvichol, vichol, richasha droche shalara. Uvichol enosha, all of mankind.
So he tells you, richasha. What's richasha?
Means to crawl. Roche doesn't eat
the
roche.
What the fuck it says, vichol basar, vichol adam?
What do you mean? The Targum doesn't there any translation. It's exactly the same word. Haroimes, he translates Derochesh.
Yeah, but what does it say after the Haroimes?
Al Ara.
What does it say, Basar? What does it say, Basar?
Kol Bisra. Umis, huh? Umis. Vayigva means death. Umis.
Right.
Kol Bisra.
Right. And?
Derochesh.
And after Bisra?
Derochesh, really? You don't see it on the screen?
No, I don't see it.
Look, I put it on the screen. I'll make it big for you.
Okay, no. It's hard for me to
it
see.
Says it says here, it says, Umis died, call Bisra, all flesh, Derochesh that creeps, Al Ara. Targum is not eating anything here. Okay, just a thought. What does it mean? Next pasuk. Okay, the previous.
No, he says Kol Bisra, right?
Yeah, so.
What does it say after the Bisra? I don't see.
Derochesh. That creeps. Al Ara, on the ground.
And where does it say Adam?
At the end of the Pasuk. V'chol Enosha.
Oh, okay. So man is a separate category, that's all.
Okay, so what does it then mean? Call boss or haremes al aretz? What does that mean?
Well, that means everyone except man.
No, but the pasuk already specified. The pasuk specifies all the different types. It says there's an oif.
The pasuk is saying there are all these types, but there's also a type of boss or a type of man.
So I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that there was another type of creature in this world that is not in the category. Yeah.
No, what he's saying is everything is considered meat except for man, which is the user of the meat. Everything is subservient to man. It's two categories. Basar is just a piece of shtick flesh, and man.
Yeah, but the pasuk tells us there's something called an oif. This is a behemoth, this is a chayu, and this is a sheretz.
They are all subsets of basar.
Okay, that's too simplistic. So you're saying that it's a klalu prat. What you're saying over here is It says in the pasuk, "Vayigva kol basar roi meis alaretz." Period. Period. And now it's a klal. And now we're going to specify what is included in the category of basar roi meis alaretz. And you're saying there's something called an oif, a behema, a chaya, a sheretz, and an adam. There are five items that are included in the term basar haroi meis alaretz. The reason why I don't like that answer is because a human being and a chaya and a behema and an oif are not romes. The word romes means they're low down, they're lowly. Rashi in Parshas Bereishis translated the word romes to mean something which crawls very low. It does not come up high. So Rashi in Bereishis. You can't call an adam a romes. You can't call an oif a roimes. You can't call a behem and a chay a roimes. The only thing you can call a roimes are shiratzim. So therefore, I'm trying to suggest is that this term, basar haroimes alaretz, is not a behemah, it's not a chaya, it's not an oif, and it's not a man. It's a dinosaur. I want to say it's a different type of creature that never came back after the novel, never reappeared. Now the problem with that is, when was it created? Because the Maaseh Bereishis, now you're going to have to go back in the Wild Goose Chase, when Maaseh Bereishis do we learn about the creation of this creature that I'm inventing called the Basar that's Roimes? Alright, let's go further. Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim B'Yapav Mikol Asher B'Chodav Meisu. Now there's another category, it seems. There's a summary. Anything that has the breath of life, the Nishmas Ruach, of life in its nostrils, on mikol asher becharav, on dry land mesu. Okay, there's a lot of repetition. We need over here someone to tell us what this pasuk really means. Nishmas ruachayim, neshama shel ruachayim, a neshama of a living spirit, asher becharava. The word asher becharava, Rashi is telling us, it's v'loidagim shebayam, no fish. The fish were not included in the mabul. That is why fish are a very holy thing. Fish, you go to a Rebbe Shatish, what does the Rebbe give you? Fish. Fish, why? What's so special about fish? Because fish is the only thing that can take us back to the old world. The fish, everything, when there was a marble, the world was destroyed. There's nothing left from this world. The Teva was a space station. It's a new world. It's a Naya Bria, what's in the Teva. The only real carry back, the only thing that really connects us to the old world are the fish. Because the fish are the same, the emikloch of the fish from the time of Maaseh Bereishis. So when it comes Shabbos, and you want to go and remember that Hashem made the world, Maaseh Bereishis, before the Mabul, the only thing that can take you back to Maaseh Bereishis are fish. Because the fish was not included. How do we know they were not included? So over here it says it's Hashem Echarava. What does the Targum say? Targum says, Kol din nishmasar rucha dechayim be'anpayi, any neshama that has a living spirit in its nostrils, and kol din be'yabeshta, missed died. Alright, Pasuk 23. Vayimach, es kol yikom ha'shal p'nei odam o'yel v'amehima, ad-remes, ad-oif ha'shem ha'nochamo. Okay, I don't know what it says over here. You see, there's the Vayigva, and there's Vayimach. Tzvei dinim. No, there are three. I take it back. There are three. You can make a whole drasha here, Mayor. You can make a drasha. There are three. There are really, look what it says. It's Vayigva. 21. 22. Mesu. Dead. 23. Vayimach. What's the chilik between Vayigva, Mesu, and Vayimach? Okay, we have three different terms describing goodbye. Goodbye. Okay? And the truth is, Hineni, in the beginning of the parasha, it says what? It says, Eile Vayomakilnach Kate's called Bosabola for Nai, the end, Vini Mashki Sames Aretz. Okay? Five words. Okay, we have here a drasha. We have here a drasha for Friday morning. You start off Vayomash Elokim L'Noyach. Number one, Kates. The end. Goodbye. When do they say goodbye to you? When you log off. When they call you, from a credit card fraud. Goodbye. Kates. That's word number one. Word number two is V'hinani Mashchisam Hashchasa. And then it says Vayigva Mace and Vayimach. Okay, five different words describing the end of the world. The apocalypse. The apocalypse here is upon us. Five different words describing goodbye. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why do we need so many words? I don't know. Okay, let's go back to our section. I lost the place over here. Here we are. Vayimach. Okay, Vayimach es kol ha'yikum asher al-pnei ha'adama. The yikum. The existence. Me'adam ad behema ad remes ve'ad'if ha'shamayim v'yimachu min ha'aretz v'yishoyer ach noyach v'asher'ito bat'eva. Only Noach. How many Noachs were there, by the way? How many Noachs were there? What does it say in the Medrash? May, you know this Medrash?
No.
How many Noachs were there?
One.
Nope. The Medrash says there were two Noachs. And what did each one made a Teva. The Teva, there was a Noach, our Noach, Ach Noach, Ach is a Mir, only the Noach of Hashem. Only the Noach. That, there was another Noach that saw in the stars that the world's coming to an end. So he built a ship. And his ship was much bigger, much more sophisticated, had all the amenities of life. It was like the Titanic. And he put on this ship, you know, like one of these science fiction films. And his ship probably could fly, he can go to outer space. And yet, in Noach's Teva, was a joke compared to the teva of the other. This is the Medrash. Was a joke compared to the teva of the other Noach, and yet that Noach that was much more sophisticated and built a ship that lechoira al derech hateva should have survived the Mabel, it sunk, and everyone on board perished. The only one that survived was Noach and his children and the animals that were on a teva that was like a jalopy that al derech hateva could not withstand the forces of the Mabel. What's the Musa Haskel? The Musa Haskel is you don't survive al derech hateva. You survive in this world because Hashem wants you to survive. I don't even know one person that can tell me, well, actually I don't know one person, but almost everyone that I know, they admit to me, al derech hateva, there is no way in the world they're able to survive. To make a parnasa, pay tuition, mortgage, bills, summer camps, make weddings, toys for the children, to buy food, just to buy food. How in the world do they survive? How do I survive? No one knows. No one knows.
Yeah, how do you survive?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. No one knows. No one has the answer to this. It's somehow, don't think too much. If you think too much, how can you get married? How can a person get married today? You gotta be out of your mind to get married. You get married, how are you gonna support a wife? How are you gonna pay rent? How are you gonna afford anything? How are you gonna survive? If you think too much, you'll go nowhere. Somehow, no one knows, somehow, Vayishoher Ach Noyach. The people make all the calculations of how they're going to survive and what they're going to do. They have their whole life figured out from A to Z, from cradle to grave. They're the people that don't survive. The people that survive are the people that don't think too much. And they just say, Hashem, you help, you figure it out. Hashem, it's your problem, you figure it out. That story is the story of Noach, because there were two Noachs. There was Noach A and Noach B. Noach A had it all figured out. He built this massive, massive spaceship. with all the latest technology, all the amenities of life, and you name it, for to survive the Mabul, and he didn't survive. The Noach that survived was the Noach who was went out to sail in a jalopy, in a Chevy, in the Titanic. He survived. Vayishur ach Noach, ach is a miut. Only the Noach, one Noach, ach is a miut. There were two Noachs. Only one Noach survived. Vayishur yitoy bateva. I'm not making this up. This is what it says in the Medrash. You ever heard that Medrash before?
No.
All right, well now you know. You know all the jokes about the Teva. What do they serve at Kiddush and Shabbos in the Teva?
What?
Marble cake. What kind of lights do they have in the Teva? Floodlights. All right, all these jokes, but we have learned a few chidushim over here so far. Vayishoher ach nech vashoyter bateva. What does Rashi say? Vayimach loshem vayifalhu ve'en loshem vayipoel. V'hu migizras vayifin vayivin kol teva shesoyf ahek v'in bono mocho kono kishun noisim vav yud b'roisho vayi noku b'kik tachas ayud vayimach. So what is in loshem vayifal? It was an active destruction. Okay, it doesn't mean that it happened by itself. Vayimach is a very frightening process. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he actively destroyed the world. He before its time. What's the chilek? What's the chilek between the word vayimach and vayimachu? Vayimachu would just mean that it happened. What's the chilek? The chilek is before its time or after its time. If it's vayimachu, they were wiped out. Now, truly, everything happens in this world. Hashem does. But the way Hashem operates is Hashem gives everything in this world a time and place. A person lives 120 years. Things, you know, the water tank is meant to last exactly 10 years. They got it figured out so good. The people who make these water tanks, how water tanks? You have a warranty on the water tank for 10 years. Go talk to any plumber and they will tell you that the people who make these water tanks, they're geniuses because they know how to make a water tank that will break down exactly 10 years and one day after it's installed. They must have a kill switch somewhere in the middle, because after 10 years and one day, oh, no more warranty. You have to buy a new tank. So everything has a time. But then if it would say in the pasuk vayimachu, it would mean the mela. It rained, and there was a flood. And when there's a flood, there's water damage, there's mold, and things get warped, and things get ruined. Mela. Hashem opened up the Tehoim Rabba. Hashem brought the clouds, opened up the heavens. And there was a lot of water. No. So everything dissolved. Rashi is telling us that's not what happened. Even with opening up the floodgates, the world would not have dissolved. Things would have been, you know, they would have just been moved around, go from place to place. In addition to everything being submerged underwater and suffering water damage, it wasn't enough. Hashem had to actively enter and destroy everything. There was a deliberate act of destruction. You hear the word? It's like 9/11. Can you explain, Mayor? Can you explain why 9/11, when it was all over, there wasn't even one single desk or chair that survived? How do you explain that? You have a building, two buildings, and you have in the buildings a million chairs, a million tables, a million computers, a million of everything, and when it's all over, there's not even one chair? There's not only is not a chair, there's not even a zecher that there was ever a chair. How do you explain that? May, do you understand that? Are you there?
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
you will get crushed.
They didn't find, you know, the biggest, the bigger mysteries is how come they never found the engines of the planes? They never found the engines. How could it be? The engines are made of materials that do not, that cannot be destroyed.
Of course it can.
No, it can't. The engines cannot be destroyed.
The first thing to go is the blades go very quickly.
They don't go. There are parts of the engine that, that always remain in every single plane crash. For some reason, 9/11, the korban was azogrois, was so massive they never recovered the plane, the engines. It's a pella, mamash a pella, unbelievable pella. So if they didn't recover the engines, would you think they can recover bodies, human beings? Impossible. So the question then is: how come they were able to recover all these bodies? They were able to recover bodies, but they weren't able to recover the parts of the airplane. Airplane crashed on top. You have to understand, where did the airplane crash? On top. Whatever was below...
90.
What?
80-something floor.
So whatever was below, okay, you're going to say everything below was crushed to smithereens by the force of 87 floors crashing down. But whatever was on top did not have that degree of impact. Unless you say, how tall was the building?
The fire went up.
All right.
It really didn't need too many tanks to be squashed.
Whatever it is, I'm just trying to look over here at the marble. The marble, it says, Vayimach as kol hayikum. And the way Rashi's making a point, Lashon vayifalhu. Vayifal means, it means Hashem did something actively. It wasn't vayimochu. The end of the pasuk says vayimochu minoretz. That's Rashi's kasha. Why does it start off with vayimach, vayimach? At the end of the pasuk it says vayimochu. What's going on over here? Is it vayimach or vayimochu? It's Rashi, well, vayimach means it was vayifal. There was a pu'ula. And then it says Vayimachu min ha'aretz. There's so much going on here, and no one's. To understand what's really going on, is mamish impossible. If there's so much repetition here, in these psukim, and the way the words are used are very mysterious. If we saw the videotape, maybe we would have a little more understanding of what exactly these psukim are saying. We're brainwashed. We read these words. We don't know what we're talking about. Ach noyach, levad noyach. Zeh pshuto. Only noach. Levad. Umedrash agada goneach v'choye dam mitorech habeim v'chayos. He was coughing up blood. Ach. V'yesham, some say, she'ich, another pshat is, he delayed serving the lion. Lari v'yikishoy v'olav, and that's why he was coughing blood. He was coughing not because of the trouble, the hard labor, but because he was bitten by the lion because he delayed in giving him the food. And that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, even at tzaddik, he suffers in this world. Hashem, behold, the tzaddik in the aretz yishulam, he's paid for his. I don't know what that means exactly. He's punished for his, in order to be marbe his reward in the next world. Hashem punishes him in this world, something like that.